understanding how you create thought. Before the thought arises, our nature is just spacious awareness, which is the entire oneness. Then the moment we focus or concentrate, thought is being created. We are the input of the content of consciousness, which are our perception, feeling, emotion, thinking, and other mental activity of the mind, etc. within that space. Hence, thought becomes limited because it shrinks the whole of the spacious awareness into a narrow field of focusing. No focusing implies no thought. And without thought, there is no center of the I and the me. Hence, no one to fear, no one to worry, no one to become anxious, selfish, and emotional, etc., which implies only peace, pure awareness, tranquility, and stillness within. That's why when you are without thought, you are with your true mind, your awareness nature, your mind is beautiful. Your mind is just beautiful. It's just the peace, the inner peace within, the tranquility, the pure awareness, and the stillness, the clarity. The awareness nature without delusion is your true mind, the essence of mind. To prepare for the coming 2012, well, at that time, there was this condition. The expected transformation of consciousness and the great shift. We only need to be aware and stay at the heart. Have love and be loved, then everything will be okay. That is, when you go to the heart, awareness-based meditation, heart-based awareness meditation, and no more thought-based living from the forehead. Then naturally, overnight, you may transform. You do not arise any fear. The pure awareness state before the arising of thought has no center, which implies no beings, hence anatta.